Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always my co-host,
Graham K. Hi everybody, thanks for listening. Wow, it's been a minute, Kirk. It's been a little while.
Mostly my fault. I've been exhausted. I know, it's been a long time. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been calling you. I've been texting you. You've not been returning. I've been like, we got to do a podcast.
That's not true.
And you were like, I don't care anymore. I don't care about our listeners. And you got really into sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Kirk loves to rock, everybody.
Guys, just a long-time listener should know, our interactions are like this. A week will go by, I don't hear from Graham. 2 weeks will go by, I will say, hey, it's time for a podcast, do you want to do it? A week after that, Graham will reply, who dis, new phone. He never is ready to do a podcast with me.
It's not true. Not true. You've been in Edinburgh, or is it Edinburgh? I can never know.
Edinburgh.
I know.
Edinburgh.
I know. I'm joshing. You're in Edinburgh. It's the biggest comedy festival in the world. It's huge. Called the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and you've been doing 5 shows a day. You just told me off air, which is too many shows.
I had 10 days where I did 5 shows a day, and then I had 3 days where I did 7, and then I had a few where I did 3, yeah.
How do you not lose your voice?
Honestly, you asked me off air, too. You asked if I partied. I didn't know such partying. I literally would get up, go flyer, tell some jokes, eat some lunch, flyer, tell some jokes, eat some food, flyer, tell some jokes, ugh. Jokes.
Flyering is like he's like out like handing out flyers advertising for his show, if you don't know, listeners. And you had your own show. You all right?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Way to cough.
I came down with the cold.
Cough right into the mic.
I'm holding 2 mics. So the mic that goes out to the people, I moved away.
Good.
The one that goes towards Graham, I could not move away in time.
That's fine. You can cough into my ears. Just save our dear, dear listeners. Anyway, I'm sure you got a cold, buddy. Of course you got a cold. You're friggin' performing 5 shows a day. That's too much. So,
and it rained 19 days out of the month. So, yeah.
So tell me about your show. Tell me about the, of course, 19 days. That's awful. Oh, I just that hurt me. Anyway, so you tell me about the show. So you were doing your own compilation shows with other comics, but you're also doing your own solo one-man show. And what was it called, and what was it about?
The one-man show was called Rice Krispies with Ketchup, and I did a little subtitle again of Comedian's Guide to Autism, and I open it up with just a few jokes, regular jokes, and then I bridge into 7 things you may or may not know about autism, and then more jokes, basically, the jokes surrounding a premise, and the reception has been good. I had a few people that came back multiple times that I had to explain, you know, this is going to be the same exact show, maybe a few different jokes, but... they're like, nope, I love it. I want to see it again.
Great.
Fair enough. Come back.
Kirk, people know what a one-man show is. Maybe I like how you just couldn't accept that they actually like what you're doing. There's no way. I'm used to
it. That's not just for comedy.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man. And by the way, this is The Comedian's Guide to Autism. This is Autastic, a podcast where 2 comedians who have autistic loved ones talk about autism and try and figure it out. Kirk has an autistic son. Who's 19 on the severe end of the spectrum, and I have an autistic brother, Peter, who is somewhere in the middle. But at the top of my heart, I tell you that much. That's great, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Kirk. It's a lot of work, and I'm glad it worked out. And you made some connections over there. Apparently, the booker for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which is also a very big comedy festival, prestigious as well, saw your show, and wants to work with you. Wants to bring you out to Australia. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, not the booker, not Susan. The chair, though, the chair of the whole festival, the chairman, but they call it chair over there. I saw it, and he really likes it. He has a project where he works with people with different abilities, and And he was really excited. And I'm bringing it to Tasmania. There's a Tasmania Comedy Festival that's starting. And so I was explaining, I'm already going to be out there.
Less prestigious.
Most things in Tasmania are. Yes. I mean, not by any fault of their own. But nope. Melbourne's kind of a hip happening place. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they invented the flat white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah.
So if I do, it looks like as of now, Australian listeners, looks like I'm going to do a quick stop in Perth, then Tasmania for that festival, then Melbourne. We'll see. Melbourne we're still talking about right now. And then either, depending on if Melbourne does not work out, then it'll be Sydney and Brisbane. I've got some stuff lined up there. And if not, I will cancel that to be in beautiful Melbourne. That'll be nice too. So yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be amazing. You'll do the whole Australia Comedy Festival tour, you know?
Yeah, they love comedy in Australia. It's really funny about that. They're very happy to pay for comedy versus some other places less happy to pay.
They like to laugh. They like to drink and laugh. And, you know, that's...
And don't take themselves very seriously.
Yeah, you notice that there's not a lot of German comedy festivals or French...
Not big ones.
French comedy festivals.
No.
No.
No Russian comedy specials.
No.
Spectaculars.
No. Just readings of poetry about dying in the snow, you know, which is different. Also
the best
funny.
Way to die.
Also funny.
That's my closer.
Yeah.
How have you been? We've been talking about me. How have you been? You've been to New York for a little while, huh? You haven't been.
I've been off
Acapulco,
the road.
Caribbean, whatever it's called.
Yeah, we can. You can say it any way you want, man. This is a free podcast. This is like, you know, free speech podcast. But anyway, I have been in New York stationary for 3 weeks, and it's been glorious. I'm about to go back out, do a cruise, and then I'm headed to LA in October, and then I'm thinking of taking a vacation. Taking a vacation in 10 years. I've just been on the road, and which is different, you know, because
it's different. It's still work.
You can't relax because at night you got some very something that's very important, you know, and also you can't spend a lot of money and spend any, you know, you got your because it's a business trip. You got it, you know. So I don't know. I'm thinking of doing it. I don't know. I mean, I think I can afford it, and flights are cheap right now. So,
where are you going?
Paris. Paris.
Well, I made a bunch of contacts with French comedians. So if you want to ruin your vacation off the air, I'll give you some contacts.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm trying not to do, and I'm sure I'm going to do it. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, those things are good. I have been having a good time, enjoying. My time in New York and seeing some music, and there's like a lot of free music outdoors and stuff like that. And I went to the beach. I've been just chilling, you know. My parents are on vacation. They went to Berlin. So my brother is taking care. Peter is taking care of the house. He's taking care of the dog. And I'm worried because the dog's getting really old. And what if the dog dies?
Yeah,
what is Peter going to do? I don't think he knows my brother is my brother with autism, if you're a new listener. I don't know. He can't really he's good with things that if nothing goes awry, you know, he's okay.
Right.
But
I'm guessing your parents have not left him an instruction list. If the dog dies, here's what you do.
No. Yeah. No, everything else. There is an instruction list. Like Peter's the type of guy where if there's like a leak, He'll just ignore it, you know?
So he's a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy. Yeah. Yeah.
This is from two guys who haven't been to the doctor in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, I got a big doctor's I got a doctor's appointment coming up in September. Oh, no.
Not to brag.
Yeah, I haven't. It's going to be great.
What a funny thing to say. I've got a doctor's appointment coming up.
Well, I haven't had a physical in like a decade. Who knows?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's been 10 years. That's funny. I was making a joke, but yeah. I was spot on. Spot on, as they say over here in the good old UK.
But I was worried, you know, you're always, I don't know if you're like me. I don't know if you guys are like me, listeners, but like I pretty much always worry I have cancer. It's like I wake up every morning.
Perfect.
I'm like, do I have cancer? And I'm like, why am I tired? Do I have a heart murmur? That was a thing that I had. That I always pretended that I had, and I don't have it. I just was worried I have it. And but then I went to my doctor, you know, and I was like, can I get a full physical? And she was like, you got to book those months in advance. So no. And she's like, what's the problem? And I was like, well, I'm worried that I'm always worried that I have cancer. And then she's like,
I should laugh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, she's Irish. She goes, are you? She's like an older Irish woman. And she goes, well, are you losing weight or are you gaining weight? And I go, gaining. She goes, sick people don't gain weight.
And I was like, that's exactly it.
I was like, sweet.
In Spanish, we say, paciente que come no muere. Patient who eats doesn't die.
Yeah. It's true. True. That's why I've been drinking beer to try and fight cancer.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So it's working.
You heard it here, Care First Kids. Graham K. defeating cancer through beer.
Yes. It's been great. Very successful regimen this weekend. Very
He's
successful. Yes. Oh, man. I played basketball, trying to work off the sips. Played basketball with the young kids the other day and warmed up. And then had to wait a couple games before it was my turn, and then I was like, oh, we're up, and went to go take one more shot, and then I pulled my Achilles, pulled it.
Is that true?
Yeah, had to leave. waited about 45 minutes to play. It's like, ah, I'm out.
I love it. That's the first episode of your new pilot. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Being Graham K or doing Graham K.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Keep stretched. Keep warm. Keep toasty, guys. If you're in your mid-30s, getting into your 40s, you got to keep stretched. Keep loose, limber, you know?
The rest of my, I love it. I love it. The rest of it could just be the rest of your stories from the road. I love it.
Yeah.
The time you missed the flight, you tried to get there a day early for a gig, and the flight still managed to make you miss the gig, that the debaters thing, you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That wasn't my fault, though.
I know, but that's what's funny.
Yeah. 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 I told somebody that story last night, and he put down his bag, and he hugged me. He was like, I'm sorry. Just to recap, listeners, I was supposed to go do a national broadcast radio show in Canada called The Debaters, and it took me a year to book, and I only did it to make my parents proud because it's like a parents show. Everyone's parents listen to The Debaters on the weekends, and everybody asks, all my parents' friends go, oh, he's a comedian. Is he on The Debaters? And they always have to say no, you know, and I was like, I want to end that. So I booked The Debaters. And then they booked me a flight day of 12 hours before. It's a one-hour flight. I got plenty of time, even if I get
to almost drive it.
If I drove, I would have got there with 4 hours to spare. They canceled 12 flights. No, it was 6 flights. 6 flights got canceled on me in that day, and I missed it.
I love it.
Anyway, whatever.
I guess we should finish up the weekend review.
I was gonna segue back into that. What do you think?
Oh, my bad.
Amateur hour, but I like that we're both on the same page. You know, we've been doing this so long; it's very simpatico. You know, we're like guys. We're like
Graham's
the mailman and John Stockton. You know, that's us, man.
Yeah, Graham K is an actual John Stockton, the basketball player, and I literally deliver the mail. I'm a fat mailman from next door.
We were flyering. That's
who annoys you with my microphone action.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do flyer. So anyway, you have not wasted the opportunity to, while being over Europe for work, you have gone back to Sweden to see your lovely son. JJ, how is he?
JJ today. He's doing good. He broke another couch. So my mom flew over with me this time. She hasn't seen him in a while. And she wanted to come over. She's like, I want to go when you're there.
Great.
So yeah, shout out to my mom who's having to listen to one half of this podcast, me yelling into a microphone in the hotel room.
But, what's your mom's name?
Janice.
Give it up. Big shout out to Janice. That's
big shout out to Janice Smith. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we've been over there. He broke his indestructible computer, longtime listeners know.
Yep.
Now he broke his indestructible metal hospital bed. So they moved him over to the couch. He broke that. So today we were looking at the old couch, trying to fix that. We figured out something, which is two people who aren't good at fixing things trying to fix something. So now we're going to go to the lumber yard tomorrow to see if we can reinforce this bed with some 2x4s.
How does two Americans who can't speak Swedish go to a lumber yard and try and buy the right lumber? I would love to hear that.
Well, we speak Swedish like you speak English. How do two people who don't? You just said how does. Anyway, sorry. I couldn't let it go.
How does?
I couldn't let it go.
Is it how do? How does two people? I don't know. Leave me alone. Anyway, how does that work?
Is that
a
Canadian thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. We measured it in centimeters like good Canadians and that we're not. And then I don't know. We're going to go down there and see. If it costs more than it's going to cost me to buy a new couch, then I'm just going to buy a new couch. But
I would love to see you try and explain. I want a 2x4 that is so many centimeters.
Well, I need a 10x10, I figured. I think it's 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters.
I guess everybody there speaks English, so you'll be okay.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of. So, yeah, that's my day project tomorrow. I'm going to try to fix this bed. Maybe I'll take some pictures of it, post it on the old internet.
Yeah, do that. So what is he doing to the couch? He's ripping out the – what's he doing? Like, how is he
– No, I think he's 230, 40 pounds of man love, and he, like, jumps on the couch, like, kind of flops down on it like we all used to do when we were 18, 19.
Yeah.
And it's IKEA, so it's not made for any sort of anything other than light sitting by grandparents. But other than that, you're liable to break the plywood.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Any sort of strong flatulence will break it. It's, you know.
Anything audible, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You got to reinforce that. Okay, so, but he hasn't ripped apart the cushions or anything, right?
No. I think he likes it. He likes that little couch. I see him lounging over there. He puts up his little arm, and I don't know if you guys have seen the internet memes of kangaroos when they lie on their side with their arms up, propped up. He looks like that. That's his move. And we got him a new computer, so he's got that today. He broke two, so I've got the indestructible one I need to take back, and then another one I had bought for him. And then I caught him today on the new one, Googling Toshiba. He typed it out. All he was missing was the H. Toshiba space laptop space computer. All of it. I couldn't believe it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Holy
Me
cow.
And my mom just looked at each other like, what in the world? Yeah.
Wow. That's a breakthrough, right?
Yeah. Well, that's progress.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then he's like looking through the pictures of his Toshiba computers. I'm like, well, I guess he has a favorite brand. Now I know that. Wow.
You better not get him an Acer.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be pissed.
Don't give me any more of this crap. You know, I've been taking him apart because I miss my Toshiba.
So he knows that he needs a new computer, and he's trying to get a new one.
I think he knows it's one of his interests that he likes. He's like, I like computers. I want to check out what's new, what they got. He's like looking through the pictures and seeing what they got. Kind of like we all do when we want to look at computers.
When I was his age, I was Googling other things to look at on the computer.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Different bits and bytes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's really into it. It's funny.
Yeah.
So we did that. We jumped on the trampoline quite a bit. We'll post pictures of that. And mostly it was me jumping and him encouraging me to jump because he gets a little lazy sometimes. and we did the old IKEA run through. Had the meatballs. That was good.
Great.
Just hanging out.
Is the trampoline still a big hit? I remember when a couple of months ago when you got him for that,
he's tired of it. Now he's more of the swing guy. We got him that buddy swing, that big. It's a big swing for two people. He likes that still. That's the big. That's the big draw still.
Ooh.
But
sounds fun.
But yeah. Yeah. Basically, you got one more month of trampolining, and then it's too cold.
Hmm.
Yeah, October will be too cold. So.
But he seems happy. Is he happy?
Very happy. Seemed very happy today, in a good mood. He's putting on a little weight because it's summer, I think. And yeah, so he's doing good. He's doing good. It's always super, super bittersweet coming out here, you know. But I left some of my clothes last time, some medium shirts, because I like to have some clothes there in case I need, you know, just a couple shirts. And, you know, I ended up leaving like 10 shirts accidentally, a few too many. And so,
okay,
full disclosure, I no longer fit into those mediums. I now need a large because I'm getting too big. And the lady who watches him was like, do you mind if I give them to this other boy who's here because he doesn't have a lot of clothes? There's another boy's Down syndrome in the house.
Right.
And I was like, sure, that's great. I actually said, I don't need these. We need to give these away. She said, we can give them to this boy. I don't want to say his name because he doesn't have a lot of clothes. And I was like, sure, that's fine. He doesn't have any family? No, he has family. I'm not sure why they don't buy him clothes. And so then I was like, man, that was sad. So now next time I come, I should probably bring clothes for JJ and this other boy. Oh, man, that was sad.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not as bad as that. I mean, it's good that you're giving him the clothes. Let's do a recap of the two things I want to know about. One, I want to know about how his repairs of how because JJ ripped up the drywall and the floor. I want to know if that got repaired yet. And also, let's do a recap on the young woman and her disabled son that we're helping out.
Great. That's great. So, first one, no, it did not get done. We had a scheduling conflict, and the builder, I don't think, quite understood the importance of the boat trip around.
Yeah, I remember that. You were saying that last episode. Yeah.
So it's not done.
Still not done.
It's a short version. Still not done. So now we're talking about doing it in the fall, and we're going to go with polished concrete, which was my idea originally, and now they came back with it, and I'm like, I just acted like it was their idea. I'm like, oh, good idea. That's a great idea. Great. So that's what we're going to do. And then you got to pick your battles, man.
You're like a woman executive in the 80s and 70s. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, man. Sure.
Oh, polished concrete. Never thought of that. Great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
And then the walls, as best I can describe it, it's going to be wood, which I'm like, I think tile's going to be better, but it's like, you know what? Let's try wood first. And if it doesn't work, then maybe we'll come up with a different idea. And then they'll come back to me, I'm sure, and be like, how about tile? What a great idea.
What a great idea. Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the first update. The second update, Sebastian's house in Ecuador. That's going great. Just as a reminder, guys, all of your Patreon money for August is going towards Sebastian's house. And we're excited about that.
An impoverished disabled kid. And
family, yeah.
Yeah, family.
Just a reminder, it's a lady who's four boys, two girls, and the kid is, one of the middle sons has epilepsy and, what is the other one? MS and autism and is wheelchair bound. And this will be life transformative to be able to build her house. The house is about, let's say, over half done. I need to post some videos. I'll post some videos tonight on my Instagram, Kirk Smith Comedy. Yeah, it's going good. It's going good.
Great.
I need to.
It's going well. Yeah, it's going well, Kirk.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll get you.
That's a solid,
I'll get you back.
Rebuttal.
I'll get you back.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's going very well. Mm-hmm. Just like this friendship, it's going extremely well. I miss you. You're out there. I don't get to see you as much as I did. I don't see you. I see you like twice a year now.
I am going to be in LA in October. Are you going to be there?
I'm not going to be there. No.
Oh, man.
What dates? Nope, not going to be there.
All of October are you going to be?
No, it's just in that old joke where somebody's like, I'm going to be there, and you say you're not there before you even know the dates.
That's hilarious. Well, I don't know. No, you might be in Tasmania. Or you might be in Antarctica doing a festival or something.
Actually, I am doing a little Canada run, but just part of it. Yeah, we'll have to coordinate schedules. Yeah, I've got 2 weeks in Canada, 2 weeks in Los Angeles. Should be good.
Well,
it'd be nice
to do a in person.
It would be good.
Yeah.
It's long overdue.
Long overdue. Want to do in the news?
Yeah, should we?
Let's do in the news, baby.
This is the Telegraph, the British publication, how Itsy Bitsy Spider could show if your child is autistic. Autism can be spotted in the babies as young as 4 months simply by monitoring the response to games such as Peekaboo or Itsy Bitsy Spider, a new study suggests.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers have found that babies who will go on to be diagnosed with the Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD, as toddlers, show lower levels of brain activity when playing interactive social games or watching people yawn or laugh.
Yep.
Conversely, Their brains appear more stimulated by pictures of inanimate objects, such as cars. Dr. Sarah Lloyd-Fox from the Birkbeck Center for Brain and Cognitive Development, who led the study, says, "We have found an early indication of different patterns of brain activity in infants who go on to develop ASD. Given the importance of responding to others in our social world, it's possible that the different attention biases in babies may impact on the development of social brain responses, which can contribute to the affected child's developmental trajectory as they're getting older. Identifying early patterns of altered development, which may later be associated with ASD, is important because it allows doctors to offer earlier intervention and provide families with earlier avenues for support." Mm-hmm. And it goes on, it's quite a lengthy article, but it's very interesting. I obviously feel very like the earlier the better. Just, there's no use. We can disagree on the labels or whatever, but there's no use living in the dark. If the child needs help, let's start using the tools that are going to help.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. It'll be an interesting way to sort of screen it and get early treatment to it, which helps. Treatment helps, as we could see by the success of your son being able to type out what computer he likes, which I don't even think was a possibility a couple years ago.
No, it wasn't. And honestly, I'm really excited about it. So it's, terrific.
Do you see what a well-oiled machine that was? I brought it back. Connect it. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, Graham K is not just a handsome man with the ability to go on vacations every 10 years, but no. He rounds it all back together.
That's all back, baby. At Insta Graham K on Instagram.
This week.
Smith Comedy. At Kirk Smith Comedy on Instagram as well. I am Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And as always, go to comedybythegraham.com for show dates and whatnot. Also, go to patreon.com/autastic and donate. We appreciate it. Like and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Share it. Write a review. Reviews have been slowing down. We need more reviews. You know, we got to get bump us back up on the iTunes algorithm. Let more people see us. Be part of the community. We gotta think of a name, Kirk, for our listeners. You know, ooh, for our hardcore. Like, what are they? What are you know?
Autistics? Oh wait, that's not good.
No, that can't be good.
Somebody sent me that, and I'm like, I think that's gonna get a lot of hate mail.
Yeah. That was a listener suggestion. That's hilarious. Yep. for what the listeners are called. Yeah, I don't think so.
Beth, yes. We appreciate your suggestion, but that's going to be a solid no.
Yeah.
I will plug the shows. Come out see me this weekend in Halifax. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, flying out there Thursday. Get there the same day through the miracle of travel. And then the next weekend, I'll be in Dallas, Texas, headlining the Hyenas Comedy Club. 5 shows Thursday through Sunday. Dallas, Texas, Houston on Monday. Then the next weekend, Vancouver, if you're in Vancouver area. Ooh. And then September, Kamloops with a K.
Wow.
And Kelowna with a K up in Canada as well. I'll post all this on social media. Come see me if you're around one of these cities.
You are hustling.
I'm trying to make a living here, buddy. I want to buy a house someday.
You are hustling.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You'll never buy a home. But condo. Studio apartment.
If I get a studio apartment, I know where we can record this. Studio apartment.
No, guys, you're going to buy a home. It's going to be great. It's going to be in Flint, Michigan. But it's going to be
yikes. Dang
Detroit.
It.
And, you know, hey, if you live in Flint, Michigan, no slag on you. They need better water. You know what I mean? That's still a problem. But anyway, lovely people up in Michigan. Did I save it? Probably not. That's been Autastic. Good night.
Love you guys. Have a great week. You can do it.
Yeah.